And on this Super Tuesday, the biggest voting day in the presidential primaries, we turn to a philosopher from the far west for some political insight. That would be cowboy poet Baxter Black.
Parents Magazine polled readers about which of the 2008 presidential candidates would make the best babysitter. Well, it's something I've always pondered when I look at Andrew Jackson or Kinky Friedman, but it all goes back to relating to the candidate as a person. I remember in 92 election hearing that all three candidates, Bush, Clinton, and Perot, were left-handed. No matter who lost, I won. I could be confident that the next president was math-deprived, less dyslexic, and smeared everything he wrote. There are always politically incorrect insinuations that women would vote for a woman candidate for the primary reason they're both women, or that blacks would vote for a black candidate simply because they're black. Well, of course they would, or at least give it serious consideration. The same with cowboys, vegetarians, and paroled felons. It's natural to want to have someone in office who understands you. What percent of the Mormon vote do you think candidate Romney's going to receive? 99%? And how many brush-clearing cedar whacks went for George W.? Given the opportunity to poll candidates, there are several questions that I would proffer, i.e., do you consider Miracle Whip and jalapenos essential nutrients in the food pyramid? Number 2, do you prefer Copenhagen or Skoll? Number 3, do you have any nieces, nephews, cousins, or children named after coon dogs? Blue, Jake, Badger, or Whoop? Number 4, do you head or heel when team roping? And finally, how long till you have to renew your Farm Bureau membership, your subscription to Sports Afield, and the warranty on your four-wheel drive pickup?
The comments and questions of cowboy poet, philosopher, and former large animal vet, Baxter Black.